Welcome to the Unsweetened SIO podcast. My name is Siobhan Harris. I am a certified integrative nutrition health coach and the founder of unsweetenedsio.com. I gave up all sugar and all flour on January 13th, 2018, and am finally free of my addiction. My mission is to help other sugar addicts find their path to freedom and live the sweet life without sugar. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 116 of Unsweetened SIO, the podcast. Today it's me, and I'm going to be talking about a topic that I've been thinking a lot about recently, which is gratitude, and specifically about cultivating gratitude and kind of shifting from a place of lack and focusing on what's lacking and really instead thinking about all of those things that we have to be grateful for in our lives. So, you know, developing this attitude of gratitude, as some people say, it's really one of the simplest ways to improve overall satisfaction with your life. There's also been a lot of research done on both the mental and physical benefits of a regular practice like of gratitude. So again, it can't be, you know, just like Thanksgiving is a good example. This one day a year we, you know, are grateful. That's not really going to do much for us unless we're really practicing this more on a daily basis, just like meditation. You know, you don't really get all the benefits of meditation if you're doing it really sporadically. You really need to be doing it regularly. So that's something that I want to talk about today and also challenge all of you to try to start incorporating into your, you know, your daily routines. And I've talked a lot about gratitude before as being important, but never really have focused a whole episode on it. And I just thought with it being November, it would be a really good topic and just something that we could kind of dive into a little bit more. I really found this quote by Eckhart Tolle about acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. And I just love that so much. And it kind of goes with that, you know, law of attraction. So what we're putting our attention on is what we're going to attract more of in return. So if we're constantly thinking about the things that are missing in our lives or what's lacking or, you know, what we wish could be different, that's just going to create more of those things in our lives instead of really focusing on all the many blessings that we have and focusing on all the little things and big things that we're grateful for. You know, the more that we can do that, the more we're going to attract these amazing things. So, and it's, you know, it's not easy. That's why they say it takes practice, especially I think when you're in a, you know, having a really hard time in life, it can be really hard to focus on the things that you do have instead of complaining, you know, about the things that you don't have or what's going on. So that's something that I really want to challenge us all to today and this entire month. And then hopefully that month will go into, you know, a full year. I talked before on the podcast about my concept of a 30 for 30, which is like what I would do when I was getting, like wanting to get back in exercise shape. I would challenge myself to do a 30 for 30, which meant I had to walk for at least 30 minutes a day for 30 days straight. And I would do this, you know, rain or shine, like wherever I would have to do 30 minutes. If I wanted to do more, that was fine, but at least had to do 30 minutes for 30 days. And that always seemed manageable was the 30 minutes. And a lot of times I would go longer, but there were days that I just couldn't. So I would just do the 30 minutes. And the point was, by the end of the 30 days, it just became automatic and I really started craving it. You know, once I start kind of exercising like that on the daily basis, I was feeling all the, you know, mental benefits that I experience with regular exercise. And it was very easy just to roll that over into another month and so on. So I think it's kind of the same concept here with gratitude, is if you can focus, you know, on doing it for this full month, it will be something I think that you will see so many benefits that you'll want to just continue doing this. And what's so great about a gratitude practice is that it doesn't cost any money and it doesn't take very much time. You know, you don't need to do 30 minutes a day. You can do a few minutes, but it has like enormous benefits. So it's, you know, doesn't cost anything, doesn't take much time, but then the benefits are just huge. So it's a really, really good investment of your time because you're just getting so much in return for really just a little bit of effort. And it just helps with that shifting, you know, our mindset. Like, you know, I talked about that in the recent episode about expecting miracles. You know, it's kind of the same thing here. It's just, instead of maybe expecting the worst or, again, complaining about everything that's going wrong in life or things that you think you deserve or you wish you were different, it's really shifting your mindset and focus onto all the blessings that are right before us that we don't always see. And so, you know, I was thinking about, you know, some things about like around shifting mindset. And I listened to someone recently talk about, like, for example, like, say, you know, you're driving to work in the morning and someone in front of you like slammed on their brakes and it came really close to you rear-ending them, but you stopped and it was fine. But, you know, your heart rate still goes up. And this person was talking about stress in our body. But I think this also can like kind of relate here too. So your body, you know, acts almost like you got in the accident. You know, your heart rate's up, your heart's beating really fast. You're all, you know, agitated. You get like probably a flood of adrenaline. And then it takes you a little bit to calm back down. But then if you go throughout your day talking about, you know, telling your coworkers, oh my gosh, I almost got in an accident today and this driver was crazy and da 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 da. And then, you know, you're telling person after person, it's almost like your body's reliving it, you know, and it's getting all upset again. So you're just causing more and more stress on yourself. Whereas if you had, you know, maybe instead paused and thought, oh my goodness, that was so close. I am so grateful that my car stopped in time and we didn't get in an accident, and then just kind of been done with it. Or if you did think about it later, if you were talking about it, you know, coming from that angle instead of how lucky you were that you didn't get in an accident and how grateful you were for that. So I think that's like what I mean by shifting our mindset. It can help us out so much. And this happened to me the other day. I, you know, do a monthly newsletter. If you're not signed up for my mailing list, you can go to my website and sign up. But I just send out a newsletter once a month. I always talk about the episodes for that month and then also anything else kind of going on. And I usually have some type of topic. And this month's topic is gratitude. Go figure. And anyway, so as I've talked before on the podcast, I originally was trying to write a book, and that's why I wrote in my journal every day of the first 365 days, my first year of going sugar and flour free. I wanted to turn it into a book, but I find it's a lot harder for me to write than it is to speak, and that's why this podcast has been so amazing. So as you can imagine, the newsletter is not always something that I look forward to or flows easily for me every month. Definitely not as easy as it is for me to do the podcast, especially when I'm interviewing people. I mean, I love that so much because I get so much out of it, so much inspiration. I learn so much. I mean, I look forward to that way more. So I always kind of put it off, of course, until, you know, the last minute. And I like to send it out in the very beginning of the month. So I started working on my November newsletter and got it done, and, you know, a little early for once. I was pretty proud of myself, you know, and I sent a text message to my friend Courtney that designs the header for my newsletters. And went in earlier today, just to tweak something. I had been waiting on one piece of information that I put in there for one of our podcast interviews, and it didn't save my changes. It was like the one thing that changed was like the picture I put in there, but everything else was from the previous month. And so I don't know what I did. Usually it automatically saves. I don't have to do anything. There's not like a save button. It just does it automatically. So I have no idea what happens. But, you know, there went a few hours of work, you know, down the drain. And there was no way to, you know, like get that back. And I had done that one other time. You know, I'm sorry to say I didn't learn my lesson. I did it one other time. And I was told myself, okay, for now on, you need to save, like copy and paste it into like a Word document and just save that as a backup before you close your computer. And I'd been doing that, and for some reason, you know, didn't think about it the other night. So I lost it all and had to do the whole thing over again tonight. And I think it turned out maybe even better than the first time. But it was really hard to shift my mindset to, and not just kind of downward spiral and focus on all the bad, like, oh my gosh, that was such a waste of time. And now I have to do it again. And you know, like just go off on basically a rant of how horrible this was, you know? And I remembered that accident example and thought, what if I just shift my mindset here and, you know, just be grateful that I got an early start. You know, so it's not like this is due tomorrow. I got an early start, and maybe this is an opportunity to make it even better, and I have time to do it. And, you know, just kind of focusing on the other things that I'm grateful for. And that really helped me be able to write it and, you know, again, not focus on the time that was wasted. So I think shifting our mindset is so powerful. And one of the ways, so there's so many ways to practice gratitude daily. I mean, there is just so many different ways to do it. And again, it can be not take a lot of time. So I know a lot of people that keep a gratitude journal. And so every night or every morning, they write down a couple things that they're grateful for. It could be 3 things, it could be 5 things, it could be 10 things. And some days it's probably easier than other days, you know? That's one thing that people do. I've mentioned before that for me, and I do think there's power in writing things down. But one thing that I like to do, and I've written them down before as well when I'm journaling, but I also just really, for me, like to fall asleep listing all the things that I'm grateful for. I just find like it's such a beautiful way to go into sleep, so peaceful. And I'm, you know, a lot of times it's like with a smile on my face as I'm listing. And I try to list, you know, I've shoot now for 10 things. I started, I think, with 3 and then went to 5. And now I try to shoot for like 10 things. And the amazing thing is many times I fall asleep and I have no idea how many I've said. Like I kind of fall asleep during that. And I just love that I fall asleep listing things that I'm grateful for. And some days, you know, it's harder than others where, you know, like literally could be like, I am just grateful that I am in bed right now. I'm grateful that I get to go to sleep. I'm grateful, you know, that I have electricity. I'm grateful that I'm warm in bed. I'm grateful, you know, just all the, like all the things that are even just immediate. Like I'm grateful for my hands. I'm grateful for my arms. I'm grateful, you know. And then as you start focusing on these things that you're grateful for, it gets easier and easier, I think, to list more. So one thing that I really love is called a gratitude rant. And even though every night I go to sleep listing things that I'm grateful for, and always, as I've mentioned before, at the top of the list is for my freedom from sugar addiction. I mean, that is always, and I can feel that still, even almost 4 years later, so strongly, you know, like that's not one that I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm grateful for that. It's like, I am so grateful, you know, just so much intention in that. Like, I am so, so grateful for that freedom. And I can probably do a whole gratitude rant just on that. But yeah, so I do that every night. But what I'm challenging myself to, and I've already started it, so it's not even quite November yet. I'm recording this a little early, but I am going, and I've started it two mornings ago, doing a gratitude rant every morning. And so again, a rant, you know, is something when you can just go, oh, and this happened and then that happened and da, 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 da. A lot of times it has like a negative connotation and you just like get yourself worked up. You know, you can, again, like if you're talking about the accident where you almost hit that person this morning and can you believe that idiot did this and blah, 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 and traffic, I can't stand traffic and da, 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 da. I mean, you can just work yourself up. And it is a complete downward spiral into, you know, life is miserable. So this is the opposite. Instead, we're going to do an upward spiral of a gratitude rant. And this is really, really fun to do. So I challenge all of you to try this at least once. And again, like with anything, if with practice, it gets easier and easier. And probably some days are going to be easier than others, you know. Depending on how you're feeling. But I think it's really, really good to practice this on the regular basis, because then when you are having a harder day and you have to dig a little deeper, it's a little easier because to access, because you've practiced it so much, so many times, it just makes it a little bit easier in that moment. But so a gratitude rant is, you know, kind of exactly what it sounds like. Just listing off a bunch of things that you're grateful for. And the more that you can feel it and get into it, the better. You know, like a lot of times I do it sitting in bed, but I also sometimes like to stand up and walk around and really like use my hands and just really get into like, yeah, and I'm grateful for this. Because the more that you feel it, and the more that you're sending it that out, you're just going to feel so much more the more you're kind of sending out that real grateful vibe. So, you know, I'll try to do one, you know, just as a little example for you. And the other thing though, before I do that, I should say is, and I also like this idea, you can list things that you're grateful for right now in the moment. And then you also, what I like to do is like list things that I want to happen, like they've already happened and I'm grateful for, you know? So I think that's another great way to attract abundance and to manifest more abundance in our lives by focusing on things that we want and goals like they've already happened. You know, that's another really strong exercise that you can do that I like to do some mornings as one of my extra meditations is I just kind of sit for like 5 minutes. And sometimes I'll even set a timer and I'll just start with, oh, I love that I am, you know, and then whatever I want to have been, you know, some goals that I want to achieve. And like, I just pretend that I'm already living this life. And so that's a great thing to do, you know, for if you're thinking about giving up sugar, you know, you can really focus on, well, what does that life look like? Oh, I'm so grateful that I'm off the sugar roller coaster. And I love that I am happier and healthier. I love that I have no more brain fog. I love that I'm not tired anymore. I love that I have more energy for the kids. I love that my mood is more stable. I love that I'm more patient and loving. I love that I have more energy. I love that I don't have to buy bigger clothes. I love that, you know, all of this kind of stuff. It can go on and on. And that's kind of like, you know, a gratitude rant. And so you can focus on that kind of stuff that you want to happen as well. So for me, like right now, I'll do another example of what it might look like for me, because sometimes it's all over the place and a mixture of both, you know. So I usually do start with, oh, I'm just so grateful that I'm free from sugar addiction. I'm so grateful for my family. I'm so grateful for my friends. I'm so grateful for the kids. I'm so grateful I got to help volunteer in their classroom today and get to meet some of their classmates. I'm so grateful that I got a walk today, even though it was rainy and I just used my umbrella and I walked anyway. I'm so glad I got to talk to my friend Sarah on the phone today and connect with her. And oh, I'm so grateful I got to talk to Katie last night. And I'm so grateful that I made these amazing, wonderful meals today and had time to do them. I'm so grateful that I got to the store. I'm so grateful that I ran that errand that I've been putting off. I'm so grateful that I redid my newsletter. I'm so grateful that I'm recording this podcast right now. I mean, just things like that. Just another example of a gratitude rant. And the more you can, you know, the more you get going, the better it and easier it comes, you know. But again, if you're having more of a down day, it could just be, you know, you're walking around like, I'm grateful that I'm walking. I'm grateful that I got through today. I'm grateful for electricity. I'm grateful for warm water in the shower. I'm grateful for my hands. You know, I'll start naming body parts. So that kind of thing. And just really taking, you know, a few minutes to do that. And you'll find by the end, especially the days that you're feeling kind of low, by the end, you can't help smiling and just feeling really good. It's a really good way just to raise your energy and overall vibration too. So I highly, highly recommend doing a gratitude rant. So those are just some easy ways that you can, incorporate gratitude every day. And it can even be like in the moment of things too. So again, kind of with shifting that mindset, it could be something that's kind of, you know, going off a little bit, and then you know, correct with, oh, well, I'm grateful that that happened because I learned this lesson. And, you know, that was a really good way to learn this lesson. Or it could be just something happens, like you get a raise at work and right away you can just take a moment. Oh my gosh, I am so grateful for that raise. I really needed that extra money. And now I'm just so grateful that I get to go home and tell my partner that I got this raise and now that we'll be able to afford that or whatever. I mean, really, you can do it in each moment too. And I really try to do that when I can, where I literally will shut my eyes just for like even 10 seconds and just really feel that gratitude in my heart and just really say, thank you. I am so, so grateful. The more that you can feel it, the better. So there's just so many benefits, like I was saying, to practicing this gratitude on a daily basis, or at least regularly. You know, again, it's really important to practice regularly. And there's research showing that it can even boost your immune system. It improves your mood and sense of well-being. It increases optimism in people, and it even increases your mental strength. I like that one a lot. So it says it can reduce your stress and play a major role in overcoming trauma. Recognizing all you have to be thankful for, even during the worst time of your life, fosters resilience. So that's something that I really think about, you know, a lot, again, because it's more challenging to do it in times where we're feeling really, really low. But that's sometimes when we get the most benefits. So that's something, again, when I have things that I'm really struggling with, I try to remember. And if I can just shift that focus back into a place of gratitude, it's like immediately I feel better and I feel more hopeful. You know, even though nothing's been fixed yet, there's no solution, I might still be stressed or worried, but it just kind of eases, you know, that heavy feeling in my heart or chest a little bit and just gives me a little bit of hope. And again, it can just be taking a few moments a day to do this. It doesn't have to be, you know, a long amount of time, even though, you know, of course, the longer, the better. Research also shows that it can improve your self-esteem, and also reduce like social comparisons. So like instead of being resentful towards people who have more money or better jobs or the car that you wanted or whatever, instead people that are feeling grateful are able to appreciate people's accomplishments and not feel that same amount of, you know, resentfulness or jealousy. They actually can just be happy for people. Another great benefit is that it can help you actually sleep better. Says it can help you sleep better and longer. For me, I think that's been true. I mean, it helps me fall asleep anyway on a really, really good note. Again, I love. And then even some mornings, if I start feeling anxious right when I wake up, I'll just, that's another actually really key thing. And for me, this isn't just in the morning. Any part of the day when I start feeling anxious, I will just start listing things that I'm grateful for. And it like calms me right back down. So that's another way to incorporate it into your daily life is anytime you're feeling a little bit stressed, just start again with shifting that focus to things that you're grateful for. And you'll find that it immediately, at least for me, helps my anxiety so, so much. Just kind of breaks that downward spiral too, where you can start again, getting into a negative rant. It just cuts that right off. And there's another study that shows that it can enhance empathy and even reduce aggression. So it says that grateful people are more likely to behave in a pro-social manner, even when others behave less kind. And they're even, you know, people are even able, less likely to retaliate against others, even when given negative feedback. They actually experience more sensitivity and empathy toward other people and a decreased desire to seek revenge. So again, it's just kind of improving your overall mental health in that way and happiness, you know. It can also really improve your psychological health. And again, this ranges from a lot of different toxic emotions that we have that it helps reduce. So that could be envy and resentment, frustration, regret, anger, all types of things. There's a lot, again, of gratitude researchers that just link the gratitude and well-being, and that, you know, the more gratitude we show, the more happiness that there is. And it also can help reduce depression. So again, mental, psychological health, this is just so huge. And then on the physical side, you know, besides improving sleep and boosting your immune system, there's, you know, grateful people also experience fewer aches and pains and report just feeling healthier than other people in general. And they're just more likely to take care of their health. They're like more, they exercise more often, attend regular checkups, and eat healthier, you know, again, coming from a place of more optimism. So I think there's just so much link there between our psychological health and physical health, and being grateful really helps boost both of those. It's also really good for your relationships, you know, I mean, not only is saying thank you just good manners, but it also showing appreciation can help you even make new friends. You know, I think I'm always so appreciative when friends and family members show gratitude to me, or even if someone, you know, opens the door for me, or, you know, always when people, like, if you're at a four-way stop and someone's like waves you on, or, you know, waiting in the parking lot to get out into the street and someone, you know, waves you out, I always wave back and mouth like, thank you so much. Cause I am really grateful. I could have been sitting there for hours. So again, whether, you know, you're thanking someone just for holding the door or letting you into traffic, or even sending like a thank you note or email to someone that's helped you with something, I mean, that goes so far with people. I'm such a big believer, you know, in thank you notes. I try to send thank you notes, you know, as much as I can, or, you know, a thank you text or a thank you email. It just really, I think, feels so good. I know when I'm on the receiving end of that. So that's another way just to express gratitude on a daily basis, is just thanking the people in your life, even if they're strangers, for all kind of the acts of kindness that we receive throughout the day. And then, you know, trying to like pay that forward too. You know, like I try to be as positive as possible in all my interactions. Like say I'm at the grocery store and I can tell, you know, the checker's just having a tough day, and I, you know, try to like just strike up a conversation and just be, you know, well, thank you so much for what you're doing and for, you know, whatever. Like it just, again, showing gratitude and kindness, and just kind of paying that forward is so powerful. And I think especially, you know, right now, just with everything going on in the world, it's not, you know, it could be so easy to focus on all the negativity, and really get into that downward spiral. I was saying in my newsletter too, like for this time of year for me living in the Pacific Northwest, I tend to get, you know, some of that seasonal depression disorder because it's really dark and dreary. We've had rain the past few days pretty much consistently. You know, the skies are just dark, and I'm just a sun person. I love the sun. So this time of year, it's just so hard for me. You know, we're going to be changing the, you know, ending daylight savings time and falling back. And then what, you know, there's some point here that it's like dark, you know, at 4:30 and the sun doesn't come back until like 8 a.m. So there's some days that I drive to work and back from work and it's still dark, like both times. Like to me, that's so, can be such a depressing time. And I can get really down, and I just feel like kind of getting into bed and pulling the covers over my head. And so it's a really, it's a challenging time for me. And again, that's why I thought, nope, not this November. I'm really going to focus on all the positive things and all the things to be grateful for, all these blessings that I have, you know, even with, like today it was rainy, but I walked with my umbrella and talked to a friend, and I felt really grateful for that and to get out and get the fresh air. You know, that always helps me. So again, instead of kind of going into my normal downward spiral this time of year where, you know, everything's terrible and, you know, I start getting in a funk, as I call it, I think how I'm going to counteract that is to really, really put my focus and attention on feeling grateful instead. And again, you know, the more that we can feel grateful, the more that we're sending, you know, out those kind of positive vibes, the more of that we're gonna get in return. And I definitely notice that when I'm kind of, and you know, and a lot of times this stuff I know, and I'm human, so I mess up sometimes and I, you know, get in a funk anyway. And then I just see, oh my gosh, this is a downward spiral because now this is happening and this is happening and this is happening. And I just kind of have to stop myself and stop that downward spiral, shift to a better place. And a good way to do that is with a gratitude rant or just starting to write down some things you're grateful for and really just focusing back on all these amazing things in your life and pulling you back up. And then I like, you know, to go up on that upward spiral. So all of these things are so important. And I think especially now, like I said, with the really, you know, challenging times that we're in, it would be really, really easy to focus on the negative. But instead, let's focus on the positive and let's, you know, send out that good energy because people are going to feel that. If we raise our vibration, other people are going to be inspired and raise theirs. And, you know, I really feel like that's what promotes, you know, healing throughout the world is just by putting out some of that really, really good energy and focusing on all the good stuff there is, because everyone can find something, you know, to be grateful for. There's so, so many things to be grateful for. And the more that we can focus on that again, the more we're going to attract back. So I hope that that's helpful for all of you. And I hope that you can take this November and really start some kind of gratitude practice on a regular basis, you know, whatever works for you. The other thing I was going to say is there's a lot of really great even meditations out there with about gratitude. I know, like I use the Daily Calm app, and I know there's a few on there around gratitude specifically that I really like. And then I also do tapping, and I use the Tapping Solution app. And that too has different tappings that you can do that again are guided on increasing or feeling, gratitude, focusing on gratitude and increasing feelings of gratitude. So that's another really great way. If you feel like you're having a hard time initiating it yourself, there's a lot of guided things out there. So, I mean, that's the amazing thing about this time in our, you know, in the world is that you can find so many inspirational things, you know, on your phone through all these different amazing apps. I'm sure there's even, I don't have one, but I am sure that there is a gratitude app, you know, and actually I'm just going to look because now I'm curious because I have apps, you know, for affirmations, you know, meditations, for tapping, you know, you would think that there has to be an app for gratitude as well. I mean, it just makes, you know, I love all the different apps that there are. So hold on here. I'm looking for multitasking here and looking for my app store here on my phone, and I'm just gonna type in gratitude because now I'm curious. Oh yeah, there's actually a gratitude journal that you can do, the gratitude journal app. Oh, I love that. It said guided journaling to count everyday blessings. Happiness is within you. There's also one called Morning, making gratitude a habit. So that's pretty cool. But this gratitude journal app looks really neat. It looks like every day there's a little quote, like in the example here, it says, I am grateful for this life and everything that I have. I feel happy as I express my gratitude to every little joy around me. And so that's amazing. So that's another thing that you could do if that sounds, you know, if you don't want to write anything down. And there's also so many, you know, that just reminded me too, since I do have some affirmation apps that I like, there's so many around gratitude. And that's also just something that you could Google is gratitude affirmations and, you know, or mantras and, you know, just even, you know, write some of those down to say to yourself. So, you know, I'm even looking at just again, Googled gratitude affirmations and right away came up. You know, here's 20 gratitude affirmations that you can use any time of day to boost your mood, channel self-discovery, and feel happier. For instance, I am grateful for the life I am living. I'm grateful to be a part of this amazing universe. I am grateful for the blessings in my life, both big and small. I am grateful for my family. So, you know, those are just some right there. And a lot of times I think there's power in saying, like, because I do a lot of affirmations every day, and I think there's a lot of power in saying them out loud too, and with feeling, you know. So again, I am grateful for the life I'm living. Really saying it with meaning, because that just helps you feel it more. So again, just to kind of recap here, and I appreciate you listening, and I write notes down, but then I just kind of speak as I think of things. So let's just kind of recap just that again. This is all about cultivating gratitude, and that it's one of the simplest ways that you can improve satisfaction with your life. It doesn't cost any money. It doesn't have to take much time, but it has these enormous benefits, both on your mental and physical health. And it just helps you attract more and more abundance in your life. And it can be, you know, you can do a gratitude journal that you just write down on your own every day. It could just be listing things in your head like I do. You could get a gratitude app to help you if that sounds like something fun. You could just take, you know, a pause in your day when something, you know, just comes up that you feel really grateful for. Even if it's something that you could, you know, perceive as negative, you could, again, change that mindset, shift, and say, wow, I'm really grateful that that happened, or else I might not have learned this really valuable lesson that I needed to learn. You know, it could be the gratitude rant. Really, you know, I challenge you to at least try that once. I'm going to try to do it every morning. And I just, again, find that it makes me, I love to like start and end the day on a positive note. You know, I've talked about that before and how important that is to my recovery. And, so I think if you can, you know, end the day with writing, you know, in your gratitude journal, or like I do, just listing things in my head, and start the day with a gratitude rant, it just gets you off on the right foot, especially in times that you might not be feeling it. I think that's the most important time to do it. And then another way to kind of express it daily is just in those times that you might be feeling anxious. Like I mentioned, for me, I can tell like I have trouble kind of breathing, and I get like a, you know, just kind of take a breath, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm feeling anxious. And right away, if I just start listing things that I'm grateful for, it just helps calm that anxiety almost immediately. So I hope that you have some takeaways that you can take into your daily lives and really focus on gratitude for this month of November. Feel free to reach out to me and let me know how that's going. I love to hear from you. You could reach out to me on social media or find me on my website and email me if there's something else about gratitude, you know, or another way that you express gratitude that you want to share. Would love to hear it. Or even just stories of how, you know, gratitude and being more grateful has changed your life. So please reach out to me, and I am grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for this community, and I'm so grateful for the support and love that I get from all of you and the accountability. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. And remember, life is so much sweeter without sugar.